Passage of God's Word that we meditate upon for a few minutes this morning is Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah 41, verse 10 says this, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Tom and Luann, Jason and Kim, Dirk, Nikki, Betsy and Andrew, good friend Jeff and Danielle, grandpas and grandmas, aunts and uncles, cousins, extended family, and friends of Andy Skipper and the Skipper family, God's word to you this morning is don't fear. Don't fear because God is with you. That's the word of God that you, Tom and Luann, have asked me to speak on for a few minutes this morning from Isaiah 41 at this occasion of Andy's funeral. And I'm thankful to God that of all of the passages in Scripture that you could have chosen for his funeral text, this was the one that in the providence of God you chose. And of course, not without very good reason. A week ago from this past Sunday night was the last time that Tom and Luann had the opportunity to speak to their beloved son Andy. And the very last time that they spoke to Andy, they were the instrument in God's hands to bring him God's word. This word, "Fear not, for God is with you." And especially when you think about the very real and very difficult struggles that Andy was going through in the days and weeks and months prior to his death, what a beautiful and appropriate word that was. "My son, don't fear. God is with you." And now, that last word that you, Tom and Luann, had the opportunity to bring to Andy becomes, in the wake of Andy's death, the word that I bring to you. Skipper family, don't fear, because God is with you. That's the word of God that we meditate upon for a few minutes right now. And may God so be pleased to use it to bring good comfort and good hope and good encouragement to you as a family and to all of us who are friends and family of the Skippers. As we lay to rest today, your son and your brother, your grandson, your close friend, your nephew, and your cousin, Andrew Gordon Skipper. This passage of God's Word tells us that there are two things that those who belong to God need not do. Number one, fear. And number two, be dismayed. But the beautiful thing about this passage is that God does not simply say to you as a family and to all of us, "My people, don't fear," or "My people, don't be afraid," or "My people, don't be dismayed." But what God does with this passage is give us every reason in the world not to fear and not to be dismayed. Five clear statements. "I am your God. I am with you. I will help you. I will strengthen you. And I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." Oh, at a time like this, in light of Andy's death and all of the circumstances surrounding it, do we need to hear that word of God this morning and grasp hold of that word and believe that word in the depths of your hearts? We need to do that this morning because the reality is that the devil is going to work very, very hard on you as a family and all of us who are close to the Skippers and familiar with the situation at hand to cause us to do these very two things: fear and be dismayed. The devil knows, for example, what Job referred to death as, the king of terrors, the king of fear. And that's what death is when we don't think about it in the right way, when we don't think about death in the context of who God is in Christ and grace and mercy and the forgiveness of sins. Our own death and the death of our loved ones is then just that, the king of terrors. And then you think about Andy's death, not the death of a 90-year-old saint, but a 29-year-old young man away from us at the time it happened, happening in the way that we all know it took place. You better believe that the devil is going to work hard to cause you to do these two things. And this is not something that you will face just today and this afternoon when you're at the graveside, and in the next couple of weeks, but especially for you who are family and close friends, this is something that will go with you in the months and in the years that lie ahead. And every single time you think about Andy's death, and every single time you go to his graveside, and every single time the devil is right there to bring fear and dismay in your heart and your soul, remember this word of God. Fear not, and be not dismayed. Now, what I'm going to say does not imply in any way that these are your fears and that this is your dismay. In fact, I know very much that what I'm going to say is not the case for you at this time. I say it this way in order to strengthen your hope and strengthen your convictions that you have right now. Especially, too, in light of the fact that these are the fears that may creep up in the time that lies ahead of you. It may be the case that the devil will try to get you to fear that on October 15, God was not sovereign, that God was not in control, and that God's will was not done. That may be the greatest temptation of all. As we think about Andy's death, him coming to us and saying to us, you're going to tell me that on October 15, a 29-year-old man is no longer with us, and especially in the way that it happened, you're going to tell me that God was in control in that day and that God's will was done? Let me tell you, yes. If you go through life not believing in the absolute sovereignty of God over every last detail of our lives, you will go through life afraid, and you will go through life dismayed. There may be the fear that on October 15, the devil was victorious. And the flip side of the previous point, that the devil's will was done. Yes, it may be the case that for 99.9% of the time, God is sovereign and God is victorious and God's will is done. And that for most of God's children, they can't be plucked out of God's fatherly and loving hand. But here's an instance, he'll say, where I got one. Or the fear that although God is powerful and God is gracious and God is merciful to forgive all sorts of sins, He's not powerful enough. He's not gracious enough. He's not merciful enough to forgive this sin. And we're not minimizing that in any way, sin. We're not justifying it in any respect, but the devil's going to use that. He's not going to forgive and be gracious and merciful. I say again, every time any of those fears or any other fears that you can come up with in light of Andy's death creep into your heart and in your soul, remember this word of God: fear not. What God is doing to us is telling us, look at me. consider the God of Isaiah 41, verse 10. That was the very first thing that I believe I said to you as a family on Tuesday night. I said to you as a family, when God works in such a way as He worked in Andy's death, what He is telling us to do is look at Him and consider who the God of the Scriptures is and believe in that God. Because if you look at Andy's death, and if you go through life without your eyes gazed directly on Him, and see everything that you go through, through the lenses of Scripture and the lenses of who God is, you will be afraid and you will be dismayed. Consider the God of the Scriptures. You fear that on October 15, God was not sovereign and God's will was not done. Consider who the God of Isaiah 41, verse 10 is. The God who says, I am high in the heavens, doing whatsoever I have pleased. The God who says, I am absolutely sovereign over absolutely everything. The powerful God who in eternity conceived of a plan for absolutely everything and then in time and history carried out that plan so that yes, emphatically yes, God's will was done on October 15. And find hope and find comfort in the good God that we have, who has a plan and a purpose beyond our comprehension to serve His glorious purposes and to bring His own to heaven. Fear that on October 15, God was not sovereign. Consider the God of Isaiah 41, verse 10. You fear that, at least for a time on that day, instead, the one who was sovereign was the devil, and that he was victorious. Consider the God of Isaiah 41, verse 10, who tells us, as we said a moment ago, I am absolutely sovereign. And what that means is that the devil cannot so much as move apart from God's will and God's control. He has that devil by the scruff of his neck. The God of the Scriptures, which teaches us very clearly that there are not two vying powers, and that on October 15, the devil came out on top. No. The God of the Scriptures that says, I don't let one of my children ever be plucked out of my fatherly hand. And as I said earlier, we have every reason to believe that Andy is with his Father in glory right now. Listen to the testimony that he himself gave not too long before his death. Yes, God is forever faithful. He continues to show this to me. When times were especially tough, all I could do was ask him to give me the strength to carry on. Without these seemingly continual small prayers for help and strength, I'm not sure I would have been able to make it this far. In short, God continues to bless me daily, and I feel it. Consider the God of the Scriptures. The God that says, be persuaded. As Paul said in Romans 8, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Believe in this God and find hope and comfort in Him. You fear that God is powerful and gracious and merciful to forgive all sorts of sins, terrible sins, but not this one. Consider the God of the Scriptures, who says that He is unfathomably gracious and merciful. The God concerning whom it is said right before the text that we are considering, I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. The God who says, I love my people so much that I'm going to send mine only begotten Son, and He's going to go to that cross, and He's going to plumb the depths of hell itself to cover not most, but to cover all of the sins of His people. tempted to be dismayed. Know who this God is. The God concerning whom it says in the Scriptures that He never leaves nor forsakes His people. You as a family are a beautiful testimony to that, of not being dismayed at a time like this. I've seen your faith. I've heard your faith clear as can be. So that yes, there are tears, and yes, there is suffering, and yes, there is mourning, and yes, there is grieving. But that is suffering and mourning and grieving, not without hope. This is the God of Isaiah 41, verse 10. Consider who that God is, and continue to believe in that God in the depths of your hearts, and therefore don't fear, and be not dismayed. And when you believe in that, as I know that you do, then the promises of this text are for you. I am your God. He is your God. And there's no more beautiful statement in all of the world than that, to say that the God of heaven and earth, the God of grace and mercy, the God of Jesus Christ is mine, not because I first loved Him, but because He first loved me. And therefore, He will be with you. And what a glorious truth that is. That for not one day, and not one hour, and not one minute, and not one second of your life can it be said that God is not with you. And therefore, as you anticipate the future, know that He will be with you. He was with you in the past week and a half. He is with you today during this funeral service. He will be with you this afternoon at that graveside. But know this, He will be with you every single day of your life. And because He is always right there, He will do what the text says. He will help you. He will strengthen you. He will uphold you with the right hand of His righteousness. And oh, at a time like this, how we need to be helped and strengthened and upheld. And God will use all sorts of things to do that. All you have to do is remember the past week. What had God done for you in the past week? These things. Beautiful truth of Psalm 46 that we read just a moment ago before the funeral service. God is our refuge and strength, a helper ever near us. You've been helped and strengthened and upheld by one another. And praise be to God and thanks be to God for that. That in the past week, God has used you as family and you as friends to help this family. And be assured that they will still be there as the instruments used by God to help and strengthen and uphold you. Beautiful truth concerning God is that He is always right there, and what that means is that we can always pray to Him. Pray to Him. Continue to go to Him. It is going to be hard in the next weeks and months that lie ahead. And just as Andy wrote, without these seemingly continual small prayers, I don't know if I would be able to make it. Well, make those seemingly continual small prayers and know that God will help you and God will strengthen you. And here He is too. The Word of God. Use it. Sit under it. Talk about it with each other. And His Spirit will be pleased to use that powerful Word to give you this strength. We come together for what is a very, very difficult situation. The death of a son and grandson, friend and family member. And we mourn and we grieve. And we suffer and we shed tears. But praise be to God that we mourn, grieve, suffer and shed tears, not without hope. Consider the God of Isaiah 41, verse 10. Believe in that God. Continue to put your faith in Him. Know that He is your God. He is with you. He will help you. He will strengthen you. He will uphold you with the right hand of His righteousness. Therefore, Skipper family, therefore, Tom and Luann, don't fear and be not dismayed. A couple more passages. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 57, the glorious New Testament passage on the resurrection. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Then I'd like to read a passage that I referred to in the message a few moments ago, Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.